All right, so we are recording now, and, well, let's start out. The Red Cross is assisting a Marshall family. Why don't you just start out by explaining a little bit about what the Red Cross does when a tragedy like this one, the home burning down, happens?
What normally happens each time is we receive a phone call from the emergency manager director from that county or from the fire chief of the county or the city where the fire has happened. And they let us know that there has been a fire and that the residents of that home have requested Red Cross assistance. And we, they call our disaster specialist, and then, our disaster specialist dispatches one or two of our volunteers, to the scene. And what happens next is they assess the fire to determine if it's, a minor fire or if it's a total loss or somewhere in between. Depending upon what that assessment yields will determine the amount of assistance that the American Red Cross provides to that family. If it's a total loss, then the services or the amount of assistance that we provide increases. But we'll give that family, and this was a family of four adults, and we'll give that family a debit card that will be loaded with cash so they can go out and they can buy clothes and shoes and socks and food and that kind of thing. We put this family up temporarily in a motel or a hotel there in Marshall. And we normally do that maximum of generally about 2 or 3 days is the most that they can stay there. And then if they are renting, and the biggest majority of the folks that we help are renting. We'll help them with their first month's, part of their first month's rent or a deposit to help them get back into a home. And then the last thing, which is probably the most important thing, is our relationship with the local United Way there. We've got United Way partners that we can refer those clients that we have to continue their road to recovery.
All right, and I feel like it's not very often I hear of this particular kind of response. Do you know about how many per year you do?
Oh, yeah, we do. We do a fire in the 21 counties that makes up the Heart of Missouri chapter. We do about a fire every other day. Last year, we did 270 fires in the Heart of Missouri chapter.
Wow, I did not realize it was that much.
Well, and a lot of those are, the majority of them are single-family fires. We do have some multifamily fires. And what a multifamily fire is if you've got an apartment building. Another real good example of that was the nursing home over in Moberly that burned this last spring. That would have been a multifamily fire. Even though it was a nursing home, those folks that lived in each one of those rooms, that was their home. And so we helped them with comfort kits and those kinds. That was one thing I left out that we did. We have what are known as comfort kits. And when somebody runs out of their house that's burning, they don't remember to grab their toothbrush and comb and that kind of stuff. And so part of that beginning of the road to recovery is in giving them a comfort kit that has a toothbrush and a razor and shaving cream and deodorant and all those kind of things. And then for the kids, in the kids' comfort kit, we have a stuffed Mickey Mouse toy that helps them.
I understand. Well, is there any way, like, people who are interested in helping out with this sort of thing, they can either volunteer specifically for this or donate money specifically to this cause or to the Red Cross in general?
There are two different ways that they can help. Disaster relief is something that we are always looking at for assistance for. And so they can go on to redcross.org, and there is a place where you can donate and you can specify that it goes to disaster relief. The other way that they can help, if they want to be a volunteer, it's quite a commitment. There's a basic core of four different classes that our volunteers have to take in dealing with shelter and assessment and mass feeding and each one of those classes, once they go through those, then they can be become a Red Cross volunteer, and they can be dispatched to go to local single-family fires like we have, or to go to New York, or like I went to New York last year for Hurricane or Superstorm Sandy, and we had a lot of our volunteers that were out there helping on a national deployment as well.
I understand. Well, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I just want to thank everybody, especially in Saline County and there in the surrounding counties for their support of the American Red Cross. Without their support, because we don't receive any money from any government agencies, we rely upon the generosity of our donors to fulfill our mission. And without that support, it would be very difficult for us. And so I just want to thank everyone for what they do for the Red Cross.